This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Mishnah Yemi. We are in Kalim. Perek Yud Zayin Mishnah Aleph. Today we're doing Mishnah Yud Zayin Aleph and Yud Zayin Beis. Let's go. Okay, so we learned that Kli Eitz, Kli Etzem, wood, bone, leather, Kalim that are broken and they're no longer fit for use, they're no longer Kalim. And any tumah that they have is removed, and they're not makabel tumah. Okay. Now, we learned by Kli Cheres and Kli Matechos, we already learned the Gedarim. This Mishnah is referring specifically to wood, bone, and leather, and begadim as well. So the Mishnah says, Kol Kli Balabatim, if it belongs to a homeowner, Shiuran, the shear of the whole is Rimoinim, pomegranates. If it belongs to a homeowner, people are not professionals, once it gets the size, azah, grace, a hole, the size of a rimoin, rimi could fall out, it's tire. If it was previously tome, the tome goes off. If it was tire and it got such a hole, it's not makabel tome. One rimoin enough. Okay. Klicheres, klimatechois. They have different shurim, we learned before, and we'll explain why that is. Now, balabatim are more careful. They're more economical. And they won't throw out a kli eitz, kli etzem, kli ar that got a hole as long as it's still fit for some use. So if it got a hole that olives can fall out of, so no, I'll use it for nuts. Nuts can fall out of, I'll use it for pomegranates. So therefore, as long as it doesn't have a share of pomegranate, it's okay. Once you're a pomegranate, then it's game over. Which itself is a bit hard to understand because, well, let's say he says he wants to use it now for cantaloupes. Let's say he wants now to use it for grapefruits. So the Gemara says that maybe it's a lachamush misinai. Okay. It's one possibility, lachamush misinai, that once it gets that shear, it's not in kavatum anymore. Fine. Yeah, they say that even if you decide you want to use it for watermelons, once it's mitzrimon, it's no more toma. It's not the base kibble. Maybe some say it's then pshutikli eitz, it's not mekabel toma anymore. Fascinating. Okay, there's a bit some debate whether or not it's really halacha shemisinai or not, or it's just stam asvara. That's okay. This applies only by Kli Balabatim. About a professional that he's making kalim to sell, when it gets a small hole, he disposes of it. He says, listen, at this point, I can't sell it anymore. I dispose of it. Where's the shear? We'll have to learn, but it's not the same shear. Okay, Kli Cheres, though, on the other hand, we said the shear is kumetizasim. These things are not chashiv. Even though it has a tiny little hole of shir k'moitzi zeisim, that's the spatel from materias kli cheres. People don't use it anymore. Metal doesn't have a set shir. It depends what it's miyuchid for. Because metal is choshev, and metal is also easier to fix. Therefore, when it gets a hole, you don't assign it a new usage. You leave it as a until you fix it. And until then, it's in the bottle. So once it's bottled from its main usage, it's bottled. If you go ahead and say, no, I want to now use it for something else, then that would change this, that would change the situation by metal. Okay. Everything depends on the original usage of the kli. That it could be even more makel. It could be a smaller hole than a mitzrim and take off the tumah if it's mevatel, the original shimush. Because Reb Elazar holds that even a kli eitz that gets a hole, they don't necessarily reassign it for something, a bigger type of usage. And it's similar to metal. Once the original usage is no longer viable, you say forget about it. If you said it was for olives, and now it's a hole that olives can go through, then that's tar. For figs, then it's tar. Oh. It could also be a cool of chumra Reb Elazar. If you miyachid originally for grapefruits, for watermelons, then that's the shear. So it could be a kulor, it could be a chumr, it could be a small shear, which is a small hole, which is a kulor, or a large shear, which is a chumr. Tanakama, though, on the other hand, says always commit to rimin. Whether it's miyuchad for dvarim tanim, whether it's dvarim gedolim, it's always commit to rimin. Fine. Weiter sagt die Mishnah. Okay. Kupas Haganonim, the containers of the gardeners. Translate in English. Gardeners' baskets. Shirin Baguda Sherek. The shear is for the bundles of vegetables. Okay, whose sheet does this? It sounds like this is Rabbi Eliezer, that you go by the original usage. So they use these wooden containers to put in their bundles of vegetables. So Rabbi Eliezer, you need a big shear. So in this regard, Rabbi Eliezer is a chumra. It's a larger shear. Oh, that won't be the Tanakam, it would be a Moitzerimon. He said, no, everyone agrees to this. Why? Why? Because the Tanakam was talking about Klei Balabatim. This is not, this is a professional, a gardener. Aha. This was made L'chadchila for his usage. It's still usable. So then for, even though it's got a bigger hole than a Rimon, it's still a good Klei. And it could be the other way also, if an Uman is Me'achar something smaller. So it sounds like when Uman can say, even according to Tanakama, an Uman can say that this is for that and that's for this, and the shear will change depending on what he's Me'achar it for. Mashenkin or Balabatim, they don't make it so much for a specific use, they use it for many different things, and therefore we give it standard shear. I don't know exactly, I don't 100% understand it. We did say Balabatim has usages. I'm just reading the words. Balabatim, it's not standardized. Everybody does what's good for them. But that won't change the shear. The shear will always be Remainim. So therefore, even if you want to say, I'm using them for walnuts, no, the shear is Remain. Why? Because you'll end up using it for something else. Okay, I guess because the Balabais will switch from one to the other. Fine. Okay, once the Mitzirim, then it's over. Fine. So they're saying that which we're saying, Klei Balabatim, to exclude Klei Unmis, that's whether it's Klei Unmis that he means to sell or that he means to use. All right. Shabalabatim, Kupus of Balabatim. They're using it for straw. Shirin b'tevin, shir straw. Those are larger than Yerek. Shir b'lezer, that's the shir. Tanakama disagrees. Kol b'abazim, shir m'kirimayinim. Shabalonin of the bathhouse attendants, b'gvava, with gvava. How do you change? Stubble mixed with dung. Fuels the bathhouses. Like we learned in Parakira. Sometimes they don't have wood, they use gvava, stubble, with zevel. Fine. So, according to Rabbi Eliezer, this would be the shear. Rabbi Eliezer says, that's the nekev, like the gvava. Tanakama, this is a professional. Professional Tanakama is maida. Yeah. Shuaimer kulon birimoinim. All of them are pomegranates. Balabatim and professionals. Wow. There's not mechala between Balabatim. Le umnis. Says Rabbi Yeshua, the shear is always a mitzirimoin. Whether it's for larger things, smaller things. So to sum up, Tanakhama says, Kol balabatim is mitzirim, Kolbinus is dependent. Blazer says, all palabatim are dependent, all kelim, even shalabatim are dependent on the usage. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it's always remind. So three different shitas. Mishnah Beis. Hachemus. Okay. The size hole that allows a skin bottle to be used normally is measured with the balls of warp thread. Okay, so we know that there's the warp, there's the sea, and there's the woof, weft, called arev, the arev. The arev threads are thicker than the sea. So a ball of warp threads is smaller than a ball of weft. All right. So we have animal hides that are moved from the carcass in one single piece, and they made them into leather skin bottles by sewing the remaining holes closed. They hold balls of warp thread. If the holes are closed, that the balls of warp thread will not fall through, they are considered containers. Mm-hmm. Fine. Says the Mishnah. Hachemes, shiura b'kudish al shesi. Hachemes, this flask of leather, leather container. The shear of the hole is balls of shesi thread. See thread. That would be the smaller shear. That'd be a chumrah. Fine. So what are they saying? They say, well, it's half the size. She's half the size of the arif. Uh-huh. So since you used it for threads, so once it gets a size that the threads can go out, that size hole is mevatel from a tashmish. So even though a kol balabatim shim kirimayinim, which is smaller, that's also by kliar, but not by chemis. Because a chemis is made for threads, not for fruits. Therefore the shear is different. Uh-huh. But we're going to go with the smaller shear of the threads, the shesi. Fine. When is this true? When you have a chemes that got a hole. But im in a mikabel shel shesi was made in a way that was never able to hold shesi. I guess you're making it for arif. Aval pikein. Even so, they say that word kain. It doesn't say the mission. It's not a mistake. But if you read into the mission would read better. Even so, since kabela shel arif tmeya, since it can hold the arif, then it's tmeya. That would be the right. Alpha P. Kane. Cave on this macabre shalar rift to my John. Okay, so the first part of the mission said this shear is C. Now it says the mission says the shear is Erev. Okay, what do they say? They say that like the rage the mission is talking about it was a regular Chemis that got a hole. Safer the mission is talking about it was made originally with the hole. But still tummy because it holds the Arif. Therefore, the tire would be when Arif falls out. All right, Vaidr. Beis Karois. A kli that holds plates. She'enu mekabel karois. That cannot hold plates. Avapikin, she's mekabel tam chuyin, it's tame. Such a big hole that it can't mekabel plates. Since it holds tam chuyin, which are large plates made of glass, then it's still tame. It has some usage. It's a clearly gavi tuma. Viter baser yi. It holds children's excrement. Shein makal mash can hold urine. Afal pikein kevin makal zari holds the solids tuma. That's good enough. Was it made of leather? I'm not sure. Then the shir be mighty ray. Gamliel, Metair, all these cases. The chemis, the base karos, the plate holder, the base array. Chemis can hold chassis. Base karos can hold plates. Base array can hold liquids. No. It's not. People don't keep these things. Even if it had a hole from the beginning, it's not a kli. They throw it out. Fine. Okay, stop there.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.